This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
WPHT-WPHT-HD-WOGL HD3 Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
All right, here we go. Our fourth and final hour on this Dr. Martin Luther the King Day. And thank you very much for being part of the show today. We have jammed a lot in the last 3 hours, and we'll certainly do the same in this fourth and final hour. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Thank you so much for being here today. All right. The Consumer Product Safety Commission is out of control. It's another example of what I tell you about all the time, which is the executive branch of government just keeps sucking more power for itself. This is the agency that floated that stupid gas stove ban. Well, they're also harassing the maker of a child care product, while its ex-chair argues that it should be able to regulate guns. Yes, Dominic Pino at nationalreview.com pointing out that the Consumer Product Safety Commission made headlines for this ridiculous idea of banning gas-powered stoves. I saw a meme of a bunch of cops sitting around, and it's like six cops. They have their shields out, and it says like Brave Heroes or something, and they're standing in front of a gas stove like they just impounded it. The gas stove police, new law and order thing coming. Dun-dun. Wish I had my Law and Order sound. Maybe I do. Do I? I don't even know. Do I have it? No. All right. We'll get it. We'll do it live. We'll do it live. But you know the dun dun. Yeah. Anyway, the Consumer Product Safety Commission is also in the process right now of harassing a small business owner whose product has been used safely by thousands of people since 2009. LeachCo, which is an Oklahoma-based firm founded by Jamie and Clyde Leach, manufactures the Podster. The Podster is a lounge pillow for infants. The pillow has sides that cup babies to keep them in place. Over 180,000 have been sold since the product first came to market. It's an ingenious idea. And what I love about it, too, as a dad who has had three infants at one point or another, it's very difficult to keep them in place. And what you don't want to happen is you don't want them to go on their stomach because they could die. So that's the issue here that every parent worries about. In 2015, a daycare worker broke state law and the daycare center's rules by leaving an infant, as you can imagine, unintended in a Podster for over an hour and a half. In 2018, two parents accidentally smothered their baby in bed while co-sleeping. Both those infants tragically died. Now, the CPSC is using those cases to warn consumers to immediately stop using the Podster. Both babies were in a Podster when they died, but anyone with common sense can see that the negligence of adults, not the safety of the product, was the likely culprit. If you leave an infant unattended for over an hour and a half, if you co-sleep in bed with your infants and you roll on top of them and smother them, how's it the fault of the product? It's your fault. It's your inability to be smart, to be able to do the right thing here. The Consumer Product Safety Commission's administrative proceedings against LeachCo acknowledged that in the two instances, adults were using the product improperly. They say the Podster is not and has never been advertised by LeachCo as a sleep product, and that the Podster contains warnings that the product should not be used for sleep and that adult supervision is always required. Nonetheless, the CPSC says that it is foreseeable that caregivers will use the Podster without supervision. Now, so here's the question they ask. If an agency can ban any product that, even without proper warnings, could possibly be misused by people, then no product is safe. I mean, every product out there can be misused by an idiot, obviously. This microphone can be misused by an idiot. It happens all the time in this business. The Pacific Legal Foundation, I love the great work they do there. They are fantastic. A libertarian public interest law firm is representing LeachCo before the Consumer Product Safety Commission and has brought a separate federal suit against the agency challenging the constitutionality of the action. Attorney Oliver Dunford told NPR the following: "We think this kind of claim should be before a court of law, not an agency." Now, the Consumer Product Safety Commission structure is constitutionally suspect. The agency is allowed to initiate a complaint itself, which it has done against LeachCo. No consumer found that the Podster was objectionable enough to bring a complaint to the agency. Now, the case is heard by an administrative law judge who is an employee of a different agency, not an actual court. And if the CPSC doesn't like the judge's decision in the case, it can appeal the decision back to itself. That's some power right there. I don't like what you said, so I'm appealing it. To who? To me. The ultimate power. I am raising an appeal with who? Myself. And I'm going to have myself overturn this decision. And what's the point of going before the judge in the first place? Because when they like a decision, they go, well, it was a judge that made this. Even though it's not actually a real judge. It's an administrative law judge. It's not like a real judge. It's a lesser judge. The same commissioner who floated the gas stove ban, Richard Trumka, who's a monster, is crusading against the Podster. Appointed to the commission by Joe Biden, Trumka Jr. is the son of late AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka. After LeachCo refused to withdraw the Podster, Trumka Jr. released a statement applauding the administrative complaint and saying, "When companies refuse to recall products deemed deadly by CPSC staff, they should expect an administrative complaint to quickly follow." That's the same kind of pompous-ass language that Trumka Jr. used when discussing gas stoves and reflects the attitude of the agency. Quote, "The MO with the commission right now, it seems to be that if something can't be made perfectly safe, it can be banned," said the attorney from the Pacific Legal Foundation. Now, this war on gas stoves, it's funny, too, because, you know, it was such an idiotic idea. But it's not all that idiotic if you think about it. The Consumer Product Safety Commission goes after a lot of things, and the whole basis is if something can be deemed not safe. Well, theoretically, everything's unsafe. Everything. I mean, how many times did I tell you, you know, don't bring a lithium battery on a plane, and, you know, I mean, your dishwasher, like, don't sleep in your dryer. I mean, there's all kinds of different rules you have to follow if you're not an idiot. But every product theoretically can be unsafe if used improperly, if used with negligence. Gas stoves are a great example of that. This is amazing. Now, the Consumer Product Safety Commission said, according to science suddenly says that gas stoves are the new cigarettes. Gas burning stoves in kitchens across America are responsible for roughly 12.7% of childhood asthma cases nationwide, on par with the childhood asthma risks associated with exposure to secondhand smoke, according to a study. The asthma study that has triggered the latest uproar was funded by RMI. RMI is an environmental group with the radical goal of reducing greenhouse gas emissions by 50% within the next 7 years. It's like saying, oh, we did a study that the COVID vaccine is perfectly safe. Well, who did the study? Pfizer. If you have absolutely no objectivity, then what the hell are you doing the study and the research for? You're not capable of doing that because you have an agenda. You're driving an agenda. And I've told you in the past, you can make a poll say anything. You can make a research study say anything. You can make anything say anything. If you want it to prove your point, then it will prove your point. That's it, period. That's how this works. Pollsters can manipulate anything. Researchers can manipulate anything. But you know that. You're a smart person. The lead author of the dumb asthma study related to the gas stove ban is part of the group's Carbon-Free Buildings Initiative. The study was not based on any actual science. It's based on looking at previous studies from North America and Europe, making extrapolations about the number of children living in homes with gas stoves from data in the American Housing Survey, and then coming up with a mathematical formula to get the result that the authors wanted. Now, even if we were to accept the data as sound, as National Review points out, that is, that children living in homes with gas stoves were observed to have higher rates of asthma, it does not remove other variables. Gas stoves could simply be more common in households that have other factors making their children more likely to suffer from asthma. It also may be one of those things where it's just like they say that the number of shark attacks increase according to how many people buy ice cream. This is a great analogy that I like to use on this all the time, because there's causation and there's correlation. And obviously, if you go, well, do you know that there's a tie-in between eating ice cream and shark attacks? You go, wait, what do you mean? Oh, it's true. As the number of ice cream sales go up, the number of shark attacks also increase. Therefore, we should ban ice cream. You know, well, that's the stupidest thing I ever heard. Isn't it just the fact that it's summer and more sharks are likely to be around humans, and also people are more likely to be eating ice cream? Of course. It's just like saying, well, the gas stove's at home with people with asthma. Okay, but what other factors are going on? Do they also have washing machines? Do they also have dishwashers? Toasters? I mean, why are you blaming the gas stove? Because the goal here is to get rid of the gas stove because it's not green. That's why. And the war on fossil fuels never ends with these people. Never, ever ends. But follow the science we must, without looking too closely at it. Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm used the study as a sales pitch for the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, which includes tax credits for electric stoves. We can and must fix this, intoned Secretary Granholm. Any option is on the table. Products that can't be made safe can be banned. Now, remember something. With the exception of a stint in private legal practice, Richard Trumka Jr. has only ever worked in government. And his most significant career accomplishments are authoring government reports, and he has no background in science whatsoever. The Post newsletter admitted that the Clean Air Act only gives the EPA the power to regulate outdoor emissions. But of course, that's not good enough for them, because whenever you have leftists, they love regulation. And they love government agencies with little acronyms to then ban things that they don't like, whether it's vaping. Remember that moron that bought and paid for by Big Pharma, the former head of the FDA, Scott Gottlieb, who tried to wage a war on vaping. Bought and paid for by the pharmaceutical company. And this is the same thing that happens now. These hacks in government will use regulatory power to ban things. You know, when Congress banned booze, it didn't even ban booze. It did so by passing the Volstead Act, as you learn from watching Boardwalk Empire, a great show I highly recommend. And then the American people passed the constitutional amendment, which they never should have done. And they quickly realized what a mistake it was, and they repealed it. My favorite line at the end of The Untouchables is when they say to Kevin Costner, who plays Elliot Ness in that movie, and they go, hey, you hear that they're going to repeal the 18th Amendment? Or was it the 19th Amendment? 18th Amendment, right? And he goes, they go, what are you going to do? And he goes, I think I'll have a drink. It's great. Fantastic line. It's not just stoves, of course. Progressives are coming for your gas-powered furnace as well. Some progressives want to ban gas-powered anything and replace them with the electric equivalents powered by wind and solar. That's what motivated the inclusion of tax credits for electric appliances in the Inflation Reduction Act, which was, as the press acknowledged after it passed, really a climate and healthcare bill. But they love the alarmism. Progressives love alarmism. They scare the crap out of you about everything. And the alarmism about your stove, they use two reliable tactics. First, make it an issue for the sake of the children. Yes, the children. Because that's how you pull the heartstrings, right? Your children. And then, of course, it's like, you know, having a kid with a peanut allergy and wanting to ban peanuts at a ballpark, which was a conversation I had years ago, and I got more hate mail than any other topic I've ever done because I said it was stupid. But it's the same thing. They go, well, your kid's got asthma, so... Oh, and also gas stoves are racist. You know that too, right? A group of Democrat lawmakers wrote to the Consumer Product Safety Commission and said, and I kid you not, they actually said, quote, statistics show that Black, Latino, and low-income households are more likely to experience disproportionate air pollution, either from being more likely to be located near a waste incinerator or coal ash site, or living in similar homes with poor ventilation, malfunctioning appliances, mold, dust, mites, secondhand smoke, lead dust, pests, and other maintenance deficiencies. I'd say let's ban dust mites. So the moral panic, of course, is what happens. And as I've told you, Chef Richie loves a good gas stove. All right, more on this in just a moment. We are firing on all cylinders tonight. I'm going to get into those idiots who defaced famous pieces of art. They now have a defender on the left.
Live and local all day with Kale & Company, Don Stensland, Dom Giordano, and Rich Fioli on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back. So, by the way, Joe Biden decided to sing happy birthday to MLK III's wife and clearly forgets her name. It's just amazing. And hat tip to Greg Price for tweeting this out. It's just like he couldn't pronounce Ketanji Brown Jackson, his Supreme Court pick as well. But this is painful. All right. This is painful. So strap in here. Ready? Here we go.
Congratulations today, the honorees, including your wife. Who I understand, is it birthday today? Well, look, my wife has a rule in her family. When somebody's birthday, sing happy birthday. You ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Valen. Happy birthday to you. Well... It's hell turning 30, but you got to. But congratulations.
Wait, one more time. Here we go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Valen. Happy birthday to you.
He pulled, you know what he did there?
It's
he pulled,
a, 30, but you
he pulled a land shark from SNL. That's what he did. Remember the land shark used to go up to the door and go, Mrs. Marshall? See if I can pull up a little. This is great. Gilda Radner.
Who is it?
Mrs. Robin Lockman.
Who is it?
Plumber.
Plumber? I didn't ask for a plumber. Who is it?
Telegram.
Oh, telegram. Just a moment.
This is great. He's just terrible. He really is. So back to the Consumer Product Safety Commission for a moment. Former Consumer Product Safety Commission Chairwoman Ann Brown took to the pages of the Washington Post on January 12th to argue that since consumers buy guns, the Consumer Product Safety Commission's regulatory jurisdiction should be expanded to include them. Quote, it still makes me furious. We need to make gun locks mandatory, and we need more. We need to ban assault weapons. We should outlaw guns at polling places. We need dealers to enforce a waiting period before consumers can buy a gun. Now, if the Consumer Product Safety Commission had jurisdiction over firearms, they could restrict Americans' Second Amendment rights through the same unfair internal agency processes that are currently being used to persecute this company called LeechCo. that I talked about earlier in my opening. All because guns made an unelected progressive appointee furious. They also have adopted a very unusual social media posture for a government agency, tweeting that it's, quote, desperately trying to keep you all alive. How did we all manage to live before we had government keeping us alive? How did that ever happen? Desperately trying to keep you alive. That's what they actually said. Standing for safety since 1972. Recalls, safety alerts, and data. Official account of the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. There you go. All right. And then, of course, you know, with the gas stove ban. And yes, chefs like me love gas stoves because they can make temperature control easier. Now, the discrimination argument goes both ways. Gas stove bans hurt ethnic cuisines. That's true. After all, it should be an obvious fact that it's entirely possible to safely operate a gas stove as millions of Americans do. Gas stove bans are starting to look racist. Judson Berger writing this. And I love it, too, because he just throw it back on the left, right? If we don't adopt the view that disparate impact demonstrates the inherent bias of the policies that lead to it, then the ever-multiplying city-level restrictions on gas stoves are at least discriminatory. Because Los Angeles tried to zero out gas lines in new buildings, and they're going to get away with it. But you know what you do is you turn around and you think about, like, Korean barbecues, for example. The Los Angeles Times, with Korean barbecue on the brain, recently published candid quotes from Asian restaurateurs concerned that any switch to electric would compromise their cuisine. Leo and Lydia Lee, owners of Rice Box, that's a Cantonese barbecue restaurant in downtown LA, use gas to cook the entirety of their menu with the exception of rice. Gas powers the stoves used to cook dishes in a wok and the custom barbecue oven used to prepare the restaurant's signature char siu durak pork. Mmm, sounds delicious. Roasted low and slow with a sweet honey glaze. The wok itself is really essential to Asian cuisine. By taking gas away, you're telling us we cannot use woks anymore, essentially taking away our identity and heritage. It forces us to adapt to American culture. Boom! This is Los Angeles, and some chefs are conflicted, torn between wanting to combat climate change and stay true to their culture. One such individual, Bryant Naji, emphasized the importance of using natural flame when cooking with a wok, telling the LA Times, "You can't really replicate that with something electric without an actual flame." He described the switch to electric or induction as hard but possible, yet also costly. "It may be prohibitive for many restaurants," he wrote, "and would discriminate against restaurants owned by POC, people of color." Right. See, you'll force every cuisine to be like American cuisine. And you'll disparate the disparate income, of course, throw me DeSantis, on POC, people of color. See, that's how you gotta fight the game. You gotta fight back. You gotta fight woke with woke. Fight woke with woke, and you'll be good. All right? That's what happens. Now, coming up, the absurd, idiotic... Oh, and speaking of banning F-15s, by the way, Biden today, his idiotic point about having F-15s kill American citizens. This guy loves reminding Americans how he has so many different ways to kill you.
"I'm going to get assault weapons banned. I did it once. I'm going to do it again. There's no social redeeming value. Deer aren't wearing Kevlar vests out there. What the hell you need a assault? No, I'm serious. And ban the number of bullets and go in a magazine. There's no need for any of that. I love my right-wing friends who talk about the tree of liberty is water with the blood of patriots. Give me a, if you need to work about taking on the federal government, you need..."
Oh, shoot. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Keep my bad. Go ahead.
"I'm going to get assault weapons banned. I did it once. I'm going to do it again. There's no social redeeming value. Deer aren't wearing Kevlar vests out there. What the hell you need a assault? No, I'm serious.
Because the Second Amendment is not about hunting. All right. That's why. And how do you know deer aren't wearing Kevlar vests? Maybe it's a fashion statement for them. It's not. The Second Amendment is not there for hunting or skeet shooting, shooting discs off the back of cruise ships. It's not there for that. It's there for our personal self-defense. And yes, to defend against tyranny. That is why it's there. That's why we have it. It's not for sport fishing or sport shooting. It's not for that. that. I mean, those are all fun things to do. Don't get me wrong. If you like to hunt, hunt. You like to shoot, shoot. But that's not why we have a Second Amendment. We didn't put it in the Constitution because we wanted to ratify your right for recreation. We would have put yogging in the Constitution as well. I believe the J is silent.
And ban the number of bullets that go in a magazine. There's no need for any of that. I love my right-wing friends who talk about the tree of liberty is water of the blood of patriots. Give me a, if you need to work about taking on the federal government, you need some F-15s. You don't need an AR-15. I'm serious. Think about it. Think about the rationale for this. It's about money.
It's about money. It's just Joe Biden reminding you he has so many different ways to kill you. All right. So many different ways to kill you. Just remember, you've been warned. All right. You have been warned. Now, don't mess it up. Don't mess it up because he's watching you everywhere he goes. All right. Listen, I got to tell you about the wonderful, wonderful people at Veneria Dental. My buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, great guy, great friend of the show. And of course, he is my dentist. And my kids go there too. Mama Zioli discovered him. Dr. Mike is just an absolutely great guy. So go see him today, VeneriaDental.com. Two offices to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury, right over the bridge. He's ready for you today. Look, you need a great smile. Smiles are beautiful things. So go see Dr. Mike, VeneriaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. He's just a wonderful dentist. That's why people travel to see him, you know, California, Texas, and of course, Pennsylvania, too. When it comes to dental implants, don't go to the closest dentist. Go to the best. That's Dr. Mike Veneria. What a great guy he is. You'll love him. You really will. He's just a nice guy to talk to. Always there for our community, our veterans, our first responders. And if you need emergency dental work, he'll do that, too, for you. Pain-free root canal treatment. It's all there with my buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com.
Rich Cioli from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. And Talk Radio 1210.
Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, you ain't never caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine. You ain't nothing.
What did Lego say the other day? My formerly gasoline stove stained fingers or something, singed fingers. I think he said that was pretty good. Remember the art attacks by the lunatics on the left, who are the very same people who want to ban gas stoves? And they went after beautiful works of art and tried to destroy them. You remember that, right? Well, Princeton's utilitarian bioethicist, Peter Singer, who's one of the world's most influential moral philosophers. He's a favorite of the New York Times, and he's often quoted by progressives, of course. He's very enlightened. He advocates the propriety of infanticide because babies are not persons. The non-voluntary euthanasia of people with dementia. Medically experimenting on profoundly disabled people in place of animals. And notoriously blessing bestiality as just two different animals rubbing sensitive body parts. Now he is defending the global warming hysterics who have protested climate change by attacking great art because the cause is so urgent. He even compares the vandalism to Martin Luther King Jr.'s famous letter from a Birmingham jail. He claims that the paintings were protected by glass, so no harm, no foul. But of course, there's no guarantee the glass would protect the paintings. Moreover, not all targeted art was so shielded. He forgot to mention that global warming hysterics vandalized a car painted by Andy Warhol by having soup and flour poured on it directly. Now, he claims the attacks are worthy because of the supposed righteousness of their cause. From, quote, in defense of art targeting climate activists, the activists used the girl with a pearl earring to challenge our values, asking the shocked onlookers how they felt when they saw the beautiful painting apparently being ruined. Do you feel outraged, they asked, and then answered their own question. Good. Where is that feeling when you see the planet being destroyed before your very eyes? We value art, but what we stand to lose from climate change is incomparably more significant. Everything we value on this planet is at stake, including the continuity of both human and non-human life. Now, obviously, it's nonsense, it's ridiculous, alarmist hysteria, the same thinking that wants to ban your gas stove. Now, there's also the question, of course, of the severity of climate change. It's not just a given that it's going to destroy everything and force Guam to tip over, like that idiot congressman said. In fact, Bjorn Lomborg, who is a expert, actually says the problem is real, but it's not dire. The ocean's not going to flood your house in the next couple years. It's really just a bunch of BS. Besides, what makes Singer think that the attack in great art is going to convince people of the need for drastic action? I mean, don't you think these kind of things probably just turn people off? I do. Of course they do. You look like a lunatic. You're like the same people that shut down the Vine Street Expressway. Last July, two activists from Just Stop Oil entered London's National Gallery and made their way to John Constable's The Hay Wain, an iconic painting of Royal England as it was 200 years ago. After covering the painting with an image of environmental destruction, they glued their hands to the frame and awaited arrest. 3 months later, another pair of activists went to the National Gallery and threw tomato soup at Vincent van Gogh's sunflowers. In the Netherlands, one nutjob, I'm adding that commentary, glued his head to the girl with a pearl earring, while another poured something red over him. In Vienna, members of Last Generation, an organization named to make the point that we are the last generation able to prevent catastrophic climate change, poured black oily liquid over Gustav Klimt's Death and Life. And in Potsdam, others smeared mashed potatoes onto Claude Monet's haystacks. In all these incidents, this kook writes, the activists chose paintings protected by glass. Except for the one with the car, but obviously, you know. This reminds us of climate change. What we stand to lose from climate change is incomparably more significant. Everything we value on the planet is at stake, including the continuity of both human and non-human life. Why then do you manage to so many people support the goal of stronger action against climate change, yet oppose the actions taken by Just Oil and Last Generation? I know why, you kook, because they don't want to see great works of art destroyed. They think that your people are freaking nuts. Maybe? Huh? All right. Just saying. The other thing, too, that I think is relevant about this, too, is that we have a real problem with a lot of people who are, what's the word for it? Insane. Yeah. And we as a society don't particularly like insanity. We just don't like it. I know. Call us crazy, right? Call us crazy. You know where a lot of this comes from, too? This defense of people like this, these whack jobs. It comes from a lot of people who are climate hysterics who have been around for a very, very long time. Climate hysterics who, like that guy who said that the world was going to end because of climate change. People like that, you know what I mean? Who was his name? That crazy professor. I think I have a little montage of that professor, too. But I'm so busy, I get so much more. But here's Andrea Mitchell, for example, on MSNBC, letting climate alarmist Michael Mann push for more energy crackdowns. Yes, more energy crackdowns. This is a University of Pennsylvania professor who put on display the latest example of liberals claiming that there is only a decade left to put new environmental regulations in place. Take a listen to this lunacy.
But the bad news is, as you've alluded to, we've got to bring them down about 50% within the next decade to prevent a catastrophic warming of the planet of more than 3 degrees Fahrenheit, where we'll see far worse events than what we're already seeing now. That's going to require substantial additional progress. So we've made some progress over the last 2 years from the standpoint of global negotiations, global commitments to lowering carbon emissions. But there's a lot more work that needs to be done.
And there's one study that at least shows that by 2100, that half of the world's glaciers will have melted, even with the commitments that were made in Paris.
Got it.
Yeah, there's a certain amount of climate change that's already locked in, a certain amount of additional warming of the oceans. I talked about that record heat content that's destabilizing ice shelves off Antarctica, that's contributing to sea level rise. So we're going to need to deal with the consequences of the warming we've already created, the fossil fuels we've already burned, the carbon pollution we've already produced. But what the science tells us is that as soon as we stop putting carbon pollution into the atmosphere, the planet stops warming up and these impacts stop getting worse. So that's what our focus has to be, getting down to 50% reduction this decade and net emissions down to zero by mid-century. If we can do that, we prevent warming of 3 degrees Fahrenheit. We prevent the worst consequences.
Now,
I love your optimism. We talk about solutions.
Optimist? How's he an optimist? He's a freaking guy. Hysteric is what he is, Andrew. Optimist. We're all going to die according to this guy. This goes back to this Paul Ehrlich. That's the guy I was thinking of, Matt DeSantis. Paul Ehrlich. Our friends at Newsbusters put together a little montage of some of his greatest, most dire predictions, including, of course, that Washington, D.C. would, rising sea levels, Washington, D.C. would be completely underwater. Completely underwater. Here's a little bit of this climate hysteric, really the father of climate alarmism, if you ask me, Paul Ehrlich. The guy who wanted population controls, put people in prison for having multiple children.
Scientists are worried that the sustained droughts are consistent with the overall trend toward global warming. The farm crisis is just one of the possible spin-offs. Rising sea levels would eventually flood low-lying coastal areas. We could expect to lose all of Florida, Washington, D.C., and much of the Los Angeles basin. The irony is that most of the rapid climate change is going to be caused by human beings. Perhaps the biggest problem of all is political. A handful of industrial countries have grown rich consuming something like 80% of the world's resources.
By the way, this is January of 1990. And this guy, Paul Ehrlich, was horrified at the idea of less developed nations becoming more like the United States, saying the most explosive social reality of the next century is that the world's ecosystems cannot support the spread of the American lifestyle to the underdeveloped nations of the world. In other words, the translation for that is, of course, you people live in filth, all right? And you're going to keep living in filth and you're going to like it. Forget wanting to refrigerate your food and have medicines like we do. We, the elitist, white, oppressive United States of America is going to tell you, developing brown people, no, you can't have those things. Yeah. I keep listening to this piece.
We are most responsible for the world's environmental decline.
That's something right there. We are most responsible for the world's environmental decline. Here in 1992, American babies are a disaster. CNN, one-sided report around Ehrlich's goal of global overpopulation.
Is an even greater threat which scientists can only speculate about. As global temperatures rise, they may cause the massive West Antarctic ice sheet to slip more rapidly. Then we'll be facing a sea level rise not of 1 to 3 feet in a century, but of 10 or 20 feet in a much shorter time.
Awesome. Do you know what that would mean for property values too? Do you ever think about, if this was such a true emergency, why does any bank underwrite a home near a body of water in this day and age, by the ocean or the bay or anything like that? And there's all these rich people who have big houses in Longport, for example, and they have elevators in them. Well, why would anybody insure that home, or why would anybody underwrite that home for a mortgage if climate change is going to just wipe out the home? I mean, people in the risk management business are pretty savvy people. They're pretty good at this. And I just have a feeling that if they really thought that the seas were going to rise 10 to 12 feet and those homes are going to be underwater and then worthless, they may not give them a mortgage. They may not, or be very, very expensive. Maybe you get more than 20% or something, but it ain't going to be cheap. This is what I mean about the hysteria does not match the reality of all these things.
The Supreme Court would be flooded. You could tie your boat to the Washington Monument.
That's awesome. I would love to do that. I don't want to take a train to D.C. I want to take a boat ride to D.C. I could tie my boat right to the Washington Monument. It's awesome. Let's paddle around all day. Great. And if the Supreme Court's underwater, I don't know, can I dive off the roof and, you know, try to hit the justice's blind lady? You know, the chick with the blindfold on? And maybe she could turn into like a mermaid or something. This is the best thing I've ever heard. Because, you know, they had a pool in the White House, but then, you know, it was taken out by Mrs. Kennedy because John F. Kennedy, you know, had some fun in the pool. It's now the press briefing room, of course, but you don't need to worry about putting another pool in the White House because you just walk down into the gold room and it's underwater and you just swim there. It's great. It's what people worried about. Please.
Storm surges would make the Capitol unusable. For today, Paul Ehrlich in Washington, D.C., on the future shoreline of Chesapeake Bay.
That's good stuff.
That's good stuff. That was Brian Gumbel. That's good. It's good stuff right there. Good stuff. Yeah, good stuff. And then what about, you know, and this is, and of course, this is always the thing too. Climate change, an existential threat. Humanity is not sustainable. This was New Year's Day. Let's see if I could find this one for you. Here we go.
At the age of 90, biologist Paul Ehrlich may have lived long enough to see some of his dire prophecies come true.
You seem to be saying that humanity is not sustainable.
Well, humanity is not sustainable. To maintain our lifestyle, yours and mine, basically, for the entire planet, you'd need five more Earths. Not clear where they're going to come from.
Just in terms of the resources that would be required.
Resources that would be required... the systems that support our lives, which of course are the biodiversity that we're wiping out. Humanity is very busily sitting on a limb that we're sawing off.
I love it. Good, because I hate tree limbs, don't you? They're so painful. Here's the kook back on in the early 90s about climate change being an existential threat.
Around 1 million species now face extinction, many within decades because of humans.
What about all the freaking whales that are dying in Jersey and washing up on the shore because of the stupid windmills they're trying to put in? Where's the hysteria over that? I mean, a lot of these whales, yeah, should be are protected under the Endangered Species Act. Nobody seems to care about them. Certainly not King Philip the Unaccountable in New Jersey. He doesn't give a damn.
Temperatures of all the land on Earth has been significantly altered in just the past 50 years by humans. Plastic pollution at sea is up tenfold since 1980. Our fault.
For a species that named itself Homo sapiens, the wise man, we're being incredibly stupid.
The human population has doubled in just 50 years. Our agriculture consumes more and more land. Natural habitats are shrinking. We continue to pollute. The climate continues to warm. And natural ecosystems crumble at an accelerating rate. 145 leading experts from 50 countries spent 3 years compiling this gargantuan report, reaching frightening conclusions.
The other organisms of the planet are our life support systems. You don't have to worry about them if you don't care about eating, if you don't care about breathing, if you don't care about having fresh water and so on. Then you can just forget about it and die.
Good. Sounds great to me. Makes it all easy. All right, listen, if you get hurt in an accident, I want you to reach out to my buddy, Tom Skopinich, because he's a great guy, great friend of mine, and he is the lawyer who's going to help you. Just go to scopelawyer.com. Why would you need a lawyer? You need a lawyer to help you because you want to maximize your recovery. You want to get the fair value of your case. Don't assume that the insurance companies are going to take care of you, value your bottom line, because they have their bottom line. That's what they're about. Now, Tom Skopinich knows this because he used to work for and on behalf of the insurance companies. So he knows their games. He knows how they play the game, and he will fight for you. He'll put their tactics to work for you. That's why Tom Skopinich is the guy to call today if you have been injured. He's licensed in New Jersey and Pennsylvania with an office in Lansdale, Montgomery County. 215-624-2211. 215-624-2211. Reach out to him today. My buddy, Tom Skopinich. Just go to scopelawyer.com, S-C-O-P-E-lawyer.com. You deserve someone who's going to fight for you. That's Tom Skopinich. Scopelawyer.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The secret's oat for nourishing your sensitive skin. Start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash to gently cleanse and help preserve your skin's moisture barrier. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps, thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.